Try as he might, Lincoln couldn't break the paralyzing spell. He strained like an Olympian to raise his head or wiggle a toe, but every particle of him weighed a ton. He was being squashed flat by gravity. Suddenly, Flibbertigibbet appeared, leaning into his field of vision. "Get up," he hissed. "Stop lying there like a sack of bones. Get up on your shanks and run." "Can't move," Lincoln had to wrestle the words out, as if his thoughts, too, had become heavy as buckets full of stones. "They're coming," Flibberty pleaded. "Please, get up." "I'm trying. I just can't move." "Oh, why didn't you look where you were going? How could you be so clumsy? Now everyone will think it was me lured you into the lair of Gnash and Gristle." "It was you," Lincoln protested. Then, alarmed at Flibberty's tone, he asked, "Gnash and Gristle?" "I didn't mean for you to tumble into their snare. That was your doing, clumsy boy. I just wanted to scare you, have a little fun, make you yelp." "I am scared." "Me too," Flibberty cringed, looking over his shoulder. "They're coming," he whispered. Oh my, they're coming." "Who's coming?" Lincoln demanded. "What are you talking about?" "The trolls, the ones who set this trap. I can't stay, I have to run. Get help, it's our only hope." "And leave me here all alone," Lincoln whimpered. "Don't you see? If I stay, they will catch me too. Then all hope will be lost. There will be no one to alert the others to your danger." With that, Flibberty turned and fled, his yellow footprints running up the embankment stairs into the underbrush and out of sight. "Coward!" Lincoln hollered after him, the silent accusation chasing the terrified elf back down the twisting course of the hermit's trail.